He's in the studio, Bobby Bergeron. We've been talking about him on Facebook during the week, and it's an amazing story. So welcome, Bobby.
Hey, thanks, guys. Good morning. Good afternoon.
It's
good
Well, it's
good morning,
right,
isn't it?
It's still morning. We're working there. Now, there's so many places to start. So let's just start with the very basic story of, at the age of 13,
yes,
you were diagnosed with MS, which is pretty young, and as far as I can work out, it's about as young as anybody's ever been diagnosed with MS.
Yeah, I was the youngest diagnosed person in the world with MS at 13. I've battled for about, I'm 49, I'm an old bugger with a toupee and a false set of teeth at the moment. But I spent about 36 years battling MS, wheelchair, walking sticks, can't get out of bed. I just got out of hospital actually, so.
Yeah, I noticed that on the Facebook page.
I was in hospital for a couple of weeks. I lost the use of my legs and my eyes were bad. But the whole thing with people with disabilities and me is to say, you know what, just get on with it and give it your best shot. And so that's why when you invited me onto the show, and thank you for inviting me on the show, and
pleasure.
Hello to everybody, and thanks for tuning in. It's my whole thing. To go up to Mount Everest, mate.
Yeah, so that's your response is basically you say, well, I'm going to climb Mount Everest and I'm going to try to raise $100 million for people with disabilities.
And carers.
And carers.
Yeah.
Oh,
our carers.
Very, very important.
And when you decided to get into all these challenges, and particularly this one, is it right that you lost 65 kilos?
That's right. I was about 142 kgs, and the guy by the name of Dr. John Tickell helped me out. And started it. Look, it took about 4 years. It wasn't just overnight.
No, but,
it was very.
So.
Look, it was a lot of willpower. It was really being put on the real organic sort of good foods. No sugar, no drinks, no chips, no fatty foods. And, you know, as that lady was saying before, it's not about how much you work out. It's about what you eat.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, it took about 4 years. So about, yeah, I'm running at about, I've been medicated heavily. So I'm running probably now at about 85 kilos at the moment. I my playing rate or my footy weight's about 82 or my climbing weight's about 82. But, yeah.
That's
so
amazing.
So about half the body weight. So you said bad legs. So how does someone with bad legs all of a sudden go, I'm going to climb Everest? How does that come around?
Well, that's a great question. You know what? When I was diagnosed at 13, the first thing, because I lost the use of my legs and my eyes, the first thing that popped into my head was one day, I want to walk to the top of the world and see the blue sky. And so this isn't just a hero thing in the last 5 years. This is 36 years
in the making,
mate. Yeah. Like it's from that. I remember I was in the sixth floor of St. Mary's Ward in the old St. Vincent's Hospital. And that's the first thing that popped into my mind.
But, mate, you could go up to the top of the Rialto Tower or something. I mean, it would be a hell of a lot easier, wouldn't it?
Well, I mean, look, the thing is I'm trying to make the impossible possible. I've already climbed two of the tallest mountains in the world in the Himalayas. I just got back from one called Mirror Peak, which I had an MS attack. I was about 400 metres from the summit and my legs and my eyes left me. You can see it on my webpage, Bobby Badger. And I got sick. But, you know, look, the thing is to my big thing here, it's not about me. It's about I'm the mechanism merely showing to people with disabilities and carers to say, like, just have a go. So to climb Mount Everest, it appeals to everybody in the world. It's about saying to people around the world, look, I'm going to the top of Mount Everest and I'll make it. I'm going to Everest to train this year on September the 20th to go up to the North Col at about 7,200 metres. And it's about raising this $100 million for people with disabilities and our carers, which I've got a registered charity foundation and everything. It's ready to go in about a month. So when I go up Everest, the link will flash up all around the world on CNN and BBC and Al Jazeera and 10. And it's a worldwide
fantastic
thing.
Yeah.
When you came back from the Mirror Peak expedition, I read on your webpage that you were having discussions with the Everest Academy about what they could do for you and where you go from there and that sort of thing. Who are the Everest Academy?
Yeah, well, I mean, look, I'm going up with a called Adventure Consultants. They're the tour company, Kari and Noble Adventure Consultants. They're the ones that take me up.
Okay.
So there's a team of about 23. So they're a Switzerland-based team, and with along with Adventure Consultants, and they put together the team. But I've got doctors and pharmacists and helicopters on standbys and porters and Sherpas. So it's a safety thing. So for me to go up is going to be about 200 grand, where there is a normal person would be about 80, but it's safety. You know, that's the whole thing to it. It's the whole safety.
Now, I've got here, gentlemen, a letter. I'm just summarising, picking out a key bit from a doctor, MS expert at Royal Melbourne Hospital. And what he said, Bobby, is basically what he's saying is I'm extremely concerned about his and his trainer's health during the Mount Everest and there could, you know, possibility of a fatal outcome. Now, when you see that, you seem to be the sort of person who then says, well, you know,
stuff them.
That's not going to change my dreams.
Yeah, well, it's the old I like to use the lovely woman Michelle Payne's thing. They can get stuffed in the sense. in the sense where if Christopher Columbus was told not to sail
because he'd fall off
the edge, we wouldn't be here.
Yeah, that's right.
So I'm just making it. I'm just saying, you know what, I'm just going to give it my best shot. I am confident of making it to the top of Mount Everest. I'll be the only person with my condition in the world. I'm an Aussie, so I'm doing it for all of us in Australia. I'll be the only person with my condition in the world to make it to the top of Everest, and I'll be the oldest because I'm an old bugger. I'm 49 years old. So, you know, and of course I want to raise this $100 million. I'll probably raise more for people with disabilities in our carers and just say to people, just give it a crack. Even if you have to jump in your wheelchair and go for a roll around the block or go with your sticks for a bit of a walk somewhere, just give it your best shot. And if you try your best, you've always succeeded, mate.
Bobby, you've got a good idea for your 50th birthday.
Yeah.
Are you up on top of Everest, maybe celebrating it up there?
Mate, I tell you what, I plan to get my birthday's. It's actually my birthday tomorrow. I'm 49 tomorrow.
Happy birthday for tomorrow.
And so I plan to stand on the top of Everest on the 22nd of May next year, 2017, for my birthday. Yeah.
So how advanced are your plans to climb it next year?
All right.
And what more needs to be done for you to get there?
All right. I'll go through my regime. My training is this. I train at Fitness First gymnasiums, which I've been training at for about 7 years. They train me in the gym for 2 hours a day for strength. Then I go to Jerry Ryan Jayco, who are a big sponsor of mine too. I train in his climate room. Then I train and I walk at about 16,000 feet in the air. It's a climate room, and I train for about 3 hours. I walk at an incline of 15 a day, and then I train at the Great Falls Creek, an all-round mountain at Falls Creek, where I train with trekkers because I fall over a lot because of my MS. So I go on 15 and 20K hikes at Falls Creek with Disabled Winter Sports Australia, who trek me because I fall because my MS. So in the 15 or 20K trek, I'll fall probably 80 times. So I fall a lot. So that's my training regime. I'll train at a climate room called Pro Sport every now and then, but they're the big ones. It's Fitness First. I've been training there for 7 years. Great gym. They support me with two personal trainers and train me. Jayco Climate Room, Falls Creek, and everyone at Falls Creek helps out. Their ski patrols. Everybody really wants to get me to the top of Mount Everest, and you know, even when I'm down at the peninsula, I train at a gym when I'm just relaxing. You know, Jerry puts me in the caravan for a bit of a relaxer, an alien gym, a guy I just trained down there. And can I just mention the support down here?
Absolutely, yeah.
Right, the support down here, because when I come down, I'm just on a DSP. There's not much money that I've got. And when I come down, I've got, you know, places that look after me, like, you know, Italy and Co. It's a great Italian restaurant in Sorrento, Alex and Frank and everyone there. Like, thanks for, like, just supporting me. Mubble Ice Cream, I walked into Mubble and they sponsored me straight away.
But you're not eating any.
No, Italy and Co. make me really, really good, healthy food. But it's a great restaurant. Yeah. Hotel Sorrento, Rob down there. The Amala Red Cafe feed me the breakfast and make me the oats. You know, Baked in Sorrento were great. The Three Palms Hotel, which is a tapas sort of bar, make really good special food for me. Dr. John Ticelli is really good. Antonella, do you know Antonella from the council, the Mornington City Council?
All right. So
she's really, really supportive, Antonella. The Rosebud Camping Foreshore people, you know, it's just, you know, these people are people that just give that little bit, you know, that help get me through, you know, so the food's important. So
Bobby, you've got all this support here. I guess, you know, what sort of additional support structure will you require on the mountain?
Okay, well, I've got a team of 23 on the mountain. I've got 8 Sherpas that surround me going up the mountain. I've got cooks. There's about 5 cooks. I've got porters that take all my stuff up there. I've got doctors, I've got nurses, I've got pharmacists just ready to go if anything's happened. I've got 2 helicopters on standby if anything goes wrong.
Mind you, they can only, having watched that movie Everest recently, they can only fly so high, can't they?
You only can fly to 20,000 feet with the helicopter. You can get up to hopefully Camp 1. If there's a problem at Camp 1, it's about 23,000 or 22,000. But they've got yaks. Now, I'm going up the north side of Mount Everest to train this time. Now, the difference between the north side and the south side is this. The north side has 2 ladders. So when you go over the ladders, if you fall all the way to India. There's crevices, right? But there's only 2. So I'll be training up the north side. And the north side is about 7,000 metres, just as a training thing. I've got oxygen coming with me. So the south side, where all the bad earthquakes and avalanches have happened, they've got 30 ladders.
Wow.
Now, I can't go up the south side because I'll be falling off every one of those ladders. So I'll be going up, for instance, training up and down the north side, going up and down maybe 3 or 4 times. So that's I'm coming across 8 ladders versus 200 ladders. So if I go up the south side, I'll be probably back in 2 Christmases time. It'll be a long time. So, you know, it's just, look, the support that's needed, and I'm still short of money. If people can go to my webpage, bobbybadram.com, there's a GoFundMe crowdfunding link there, and if they could just put whatever they can afford into the account, because all the money is it's all administered. It all just will go to the trip, because I'm still a bit short of money to get there for this year, and hopefully you guys can help out with
keep publicising it. Absolutely,
GoFundMe account on bobbybadram.com.
It's obviously a very expensive.
Well, for me, it's very expensive because of my health condition. If it was anyone else that didn't have a health condition, it would be like a under half the cost or a quarter of the cost. But it's death. You know, I'm facing death in the I'm looking at death in the extremes, and I'm not going to die because I've got a daughter and stuff, and I want to come back for her. But you know, I really want to do this just to show, look, not only for people with disabilities and carers, even just for people who just need a bit of an inspiration, a bit in need of a kick up the pants, to say, you know what, just give it a crack. You know, things ain't so bad if you got a speeding fine or a ticket or anything like that. Just get on with it, because we are guys here. Yep. We are so connected. I can just see through my glasses. We are on a drug. We are drug addicts. We're on a drug called life.
Yep.
Mm.
And that's what I'm on. And if you take the F out of life, what are you living?
A lie.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah, and, good. I like that.
Yeah. And that is I wake up every day. Look, as you've seen on my Facebook, my Facebook is Bobby Badger and Mount Everest. I've been in hospital, not well. I just came out of hospital. But you know what? I'm alive, guys. Mm. I'm alive. You smile, 30 muscles to smile, 47 to frown. You know, just get on with it, have a good time, you know. And that's what I was going to say. Look, I even spoke at, even if you guys want to get me to speak at work functions or sporting clubs or schools, I just spoke recently at the Rosebud Secondary College, which was really cool, just as a help, make a donation or a contribution. And I'll tell you guys my story live, just get in contact with the station. And
so,
we should put him in contact with Stan the Man.
Stan the Man Longanides. Yes. I spoke with Stan the Man Longanides. I spoke with him at the Melbourne High School.
Okay.
Jeremy is the principal. He invited me to speak with Stan the Man, 8-time world kickboxing champion, top bloke.
Very good. Very good friend of this show, Bobby.
I love Stan. Yeah. He's a nice guy, Stan.
He's
I know
a good guy. Now, it's interesting. I read that little quote from the doctor 3 years ago. The next month, I've got something else that happened where you've been given a certificate of acknowledgement, Bobby Bajram, the most extreme athlete in the world with a disability.
Yeah.
So that's, you've gone, the doctor say, you do that, you're going to die, and you've gone, I don't care, but I'm ignoring that one. To all of a sudden you pick up acknowledgement as the most extreme athlete in the world with a disability.
Yeah.
There's both sides of the story there.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, the thing is, it was a Fitness First did that. It was a lot of due diligence done because you've got to go through everything to make sure that it's the truth.
Yeah.
Because it's a big statement to make. But, you know, it was it took about 6 months for that to come through. But, yeah, nobody's as crazy as me or as extreme as me to go up these mountains. I've already done two of the tallest mountains in the world and I'm going to do, you know, Mount Everest. So I'll tell you a little story. My Sherpas have said, Bobby, to climb Mount Everest, it's 45% physical and 55% mental.
Oh, well, you've got the 55% mental covered.
Yeah. So I reckon I've got the 55% mental covered. Yeah, so I've got to have a situation where I've got to get the body right, and hopefully I don't have an MS attack while I'm climbing up there. And you know, like when I did have my MS attack on Mirror Peak last October, you know, so be it. You know, can I say shit happens?
Yeah.
And you just move on and you go on to the next thing. So with Mount Everest, I'm actually training on Mount Everest. You'll be able to actually see it live on my webpage because I'm taking a film crew up with me in a company called AllSat allowing me access to the satellite. So it's the first time in the world that the footage will be taken and it'll be zoomed to my webpage in half an hour from actual being filmed on Mount Everest by AllSat.
Fantastic.
So, amazing. You'll be able to follow it all on bobbybadram.com and see me falling and going up Everest. And
after Mira, the problems you had there, the MS attack, you ended up in hospital, didn't you?
Yes, I did. Kathmandu. Yeah, I ended up, what happened, I went up Kalapatar, that was my first mountain, the 5,550 metres. Got to the top of that.
300,000 steps, it says.
I went up. I don't know if you guys are aware of the 1,000 steps in Dandenong.
Yeah.
That's about 1,000. But to get to the top of Kalapatar was 350,000 steps or 300,000 steps. Mirror Peak was a bit more, but when I got to about 5,700 metres on Mira and had my MS attack, and they dragged me, the Sherpas dragged me down the mountain and took 11 hours.
Wow.
Mm. 11 hours of, it was excruciatingly painful because I'm in pain 24 hours a day.
Mm.
I'm one of the very few people with MS in the world that have got this excruciating pain. And so I was in pain. It was. Oh, look, I made it back to the hospital. There wasn't much of a hospital, really. You know, I spent about 6 or 7 months back in Australia recovering in hospital. And look, the thing is with me, when people see me first, they don't think I have a disability. It's only when I get sick that people go,
They really notice it.
Yeah, people. It's like I look more sick if I've got a broken arm or a cold.
Yeah.
But when I'm down, I'm really sick. But you know, look, I got the worst case of severe remitting relapsing MS in the world. One of them. So when I get sick, I get sick, but I bounce back and get on with it and get back to training now. I just got to get back to training and hopefully I'll be, going up to the North Coast in September the 20th. I leave to go up to the North Coast to make it up to the North Coast up there. I'll be about 1,800 metres or thereabouts from the peak. Now, you can't go any higher in September to Everest, to the peak. You stop at the North Coast because there's 250-kilometre winds and it's minus 90 degrees and it stops. The climbing season for Mount Everest is there's a two-week break in May. So the climbing season...
Just to accommodate your birthday. Very neat of them.
Yeah, I know.
It's only 2 weeks.
Yeah, look, now Mount Everest has a two-week climbing window in May. If you miss that window, you do not go up to the peak of Mount Everest. It's over. You got to go next year. Now I'm going to train this year because they want to test out this new purified oxygen that they want to give me, test to see how my body's going to cope.
Good idea.
And next year I'll be going up to the peak of Mount Everest and doing a bit of a little Allen dance and a bit of a what's this 3RRR triple what's the radio station called?
Yeah,
Radio Port Phillip.
Well, I'll be doing one of those little Port Phillip dances on the top of Mount Everest.
I'd like it.
So it's like, look, it's a big effort. Yes, it is. Yes, I do get sick. Yes, I have a severe disease, but I'm alive.
Exactly.
I'm alive. I'm ready to go. I'm pumped. I'm excited. I just want to really, really do this for people with disabilities and our carers and say to everybody, you know what? Just have a crack. Have the best, take the best shot at you can because you got nothing to lose and you got everything to gain.
Absolutely. Bobby, it's been fantastic talking to you. We said we'd give you a good time to run through your story. It's an amazing story. Probably only just touched the corner, but it's given people a flavour of your approach to life, putting the F in, which is really great. I love that one. And people can see that, you know, how you've responded to your disability, and it's such a positive message for people.
And they've got to check out his Facebook page.
We've got to go to the Facebook page. There's bobbybajram.com. There's Bobby Bajram.
Yeah, well, I mean, my Facebook is Bobby Bajram Mount Everest, but my web page with my GoFundMe thing is bobbybajram.com.
Yeah, we've got that up now. You can just see it hits the GoFundMe. You can click on and donate and support.
Sure.
And in a month's time, you'll have the side up where people can start to put money towards the $100 million trust fund.
In the charity accounts, just going through the ACCC now to get actual tax deductions.
Nice.
So it'll be all tax deductible. McCluskey's lawyers and the Babbo Group. It's all been done fair income. Yeah. There's no problem. I've got a trustee board of really high prominent people sitting on it. You know, who will distribute all the money. So so you'll see all the links coming up on TV and radio and stuff. But first, hopefully you can help me out getting there with going to the GoFundMe site and helping me get there. I just really want to say to people with disabilities and our carers and everybody else that is on board, like, thanks very much for all your support, you know, all my sponsors, like I said, Italy and Co. and everyone in
Sorrento. Jayco and Fitness First.
Jayco, yeah. You know, Jerry Ryan's been fantastic, yeah. And Fitness First, and Peter Fox from Lymph Fox, you know, has been great. And, you know, all these people have been fantastic to me. I just want to really, really give it my best shot to do it for people with disabilities and get in contact with you guys at the station. And I'll speak at sports clubs and schools
fantastic. Get the message out.
Help you there. And I love you guys. You guys are really good looking dudes too, guys.
Yeah, did you say you had a problem with your sight?
I got a really bad sight problem.
Yeah, but we've got great heads for radio. Look, on that note, Bobby's been fantastic chatting with you, and we'll try to keep in touch.
Can I come back?
You certainly can come back. It'll be fantastic.
Well, I'm back before September 20, Neil.
Absolutely, we do. Bobby, it was great chatting with you, mate.